We're looking back at the year in Washington, as well as looking back at the year and everything else. And one of the things we've been examining, courtesy of our Ben Lerskel, is the CEOs that got the most face time with President Biden. Our Rick Newman is here. He covers DC for us as well and is here to talk to us about it. So it looks like it was Ford, GM, and JP Morgan who were the winners in this category. And what did they win exactly?
We don't know what they talked about at the White House. That's not part of the record, but we do know who visited. So you mentioned the two automotive CEOs, that's Mary Barra at GM and Jim Farley of Ford, three visits to the White House each. There's a lot going on in the auto space. President Biden, as we know, a big fan of new credits and tax breaks for electric vehicles. That's part of his plan to transform the U.S. energy sector. And there's also been some meaningful change in the mileage requirements for cars. Just recently, the EPA pretty sharply raised the mileage requirements for cars starting in 2023. And I think what we can perhaps take away from these meetings is that the auto company CEOs have a pretty good idea what's coming. They're not likely to be surprised. These are big changes that are definitely going to hit the bottom lines of these car companies. And it seems like they're in the loop with the White House. So we have not heard a lot of carping from some of the automotive CEOs about these changes. We did hear some complaining back at the end of the Obama administration when President Obama, he kind of pulled the rug out on the auto companies by raising mileage requirements right at the last minute when that was not supposed to happen that way as part of a deal with the automotive CEOs. So it seems that the car companies have an ear at the White House, and they have a pretty good idea what's coming.
Well, Rick, when I see Walmart CEO Doug McMillon, JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon getting some face time with the president, you have to wonder, did they talk about corporate taxes and how that might shape out over the next few years?
Turns out there's not that much to talk about there. You would think so, that because part of Biden's overall plan was to raise the corporate tax rate from 21% up to 25%. Congress has not been able to do that, and that's actually been off the table for a few months in Congress. I would guess Jamie Dimon at J.P. Morgan, he's sort of now the elder statesman of CEOs in the United States. He's been head of the business roundtable. He knows tons of CEOs, so he can kind of speak on behalf of the business community. There are some new regulations pending on banks, but nothing huge. Retailers are a different story because of the supply chain issues. So it makes sense that the White House will be wanting to keep in close touch with Walmart. Also, Brian Cornell of Target has visited the White House a couple of times. Also, the executive director of the Port of Long Beach in California has visited the White House. So that tells you the Biden administration definitely concerned about these supply chain issues, at least in part because it affects President Biden's popularity rating.
Right. It pushes up inflation, which is not helping matters on that front. Rick, stay with us for a sec, because as we talk about Ford and GM, wanted to switch gears and talk about a milestone here. Ford surpassing GM in market cap for the first time going back to 2016. This is something that Sazi flagged for us yesterday. And it's really interesting as we see the sort of changing strategies of these two companies. I think that in part you can sort of attribute it to Ford being a little bit more proactive on the electrification front. I mean, Saz, is that how you've seen this sort of, I don't know if it'll be a more sustainable changing of the guard, but it's at least a momentary changing in the guard.
I do see two things here, and I'd love to get Rick's thought on it too. One, I think you see a more charismatic CEO leading Ford here, and Jim Farley has been out in front all good bit, selling the Ford story. He's been on with us a couple of times, other media outlets as well. He comes off as a person very passionate about the brand, and very passionate about taking on the likes of Tesla. The number two, I mean, look at the lineup for Ford. I mean, to be sold out of the electric F-150 ahead of next year is very, very impressive here. The electric Mach-E Mustang has also been a strong seller. And you look at GM over there, really, I would say their investor day a couple months ago fell flat. And they have been, I would say, less out in front, I think, selling their electric car strategy.
I think you're spot on, Saz. Jim Farley, definitely a car guy, and he loves to talk about cars, and he does convey that enthusiasm, whereas Mary Barra at GM, she gets good marks for her handling of this giant company, but she's pretty staid. She kind of prefers to stay behind the scenes, but let's also look at what is happening with the EVs. GM has a ton of research and they have a lot of stuff coming. So they're no latecomer to this, but Ford is enjoying the success of the Mustang Mach-E. Well, look what's happening at GM. Chevy Bolts keep catching fire. So they've had to recall all the Chevy Bolts that are on the road, basically. That was sort of their starter EV, and that program is in tatters because of a problem with the battery. So they're fixing that. My guess is that GM is going to catch up here. I mean, they've got the electric Hummer coming. They've got, I think that that's going to be really expensive, so most people aren't going to be able to buy it, but it's going to be a marquee vehicle that's going to get tons of attention. And they got their own electric pickups and many others. There's a new electric Cadillac coming soon. So we're going to see all these companies really showing their stuff on EV soon. Right now, Ford is in the lead, but this is going to be really interesting. I mean, GM is going to give Ford a run for its money for sure.
Yeah, and it was also interesting in our discussion with Dan Ives just now, when we asked him, is it going to be GM or Ford that really starts to compete more consistently and fiercely with Tesla? And he kind of said both, right? He didn't really necessarily pick one of them in particular. He just said Detroit. Generally, it's going to be the source of competition.
I'll give you one other thing to think about in this regard.
Yeah.
We're all watching who gets the EVs out to market quickest. But another thing here is it's really important is which of the big legacy automakers can basically bury their legacy combustion engine technology and get those all those factories, which are on the verge of becoming stranded assets. I mean, we're talking about lots of assembly lines building internal combustion engines that are essentially going to be worthless or perhaps even a liability on the books if you just have an old assembly line that suddenly has no value in the marketplace. So it's almost like how quickly can they close down the old operation as much as it is get the new operation running?
That is an excellent, excellent point, Rick. And we're going to keep watching how that all works out. Rick Newman, thank you. Appreciate it.